for WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College is seeking record growth in dual enrollment programs, giving high school students the chance to earn college credit before graduation. Dual enrollment allows students to take college-level courses that count towards both high school and college requirements. Brianna Fortney, Career Prep and Dual Enrollment Coordinator at Southwest Tech, said the initiative helps students save time and money while exploring career interests early. Southwest Tech offers multiple pathways into dual enrollment. In Start College Now and College Up, juniors and seniors can take courses on campus or online. Students submit an application to their school district, requesting the course or courses they'd like to take. Once approved, the district pays for the course costs, such as tuition, fees, and books. Youth Apprenticeship, in partnership with CESA 3, Youth Apprenticeship is an opportunity for high school juniors and seniors to explore their chosen career path while continuing to work towards high school graduation. It's an Earn While You Learn program that combines work-based learning with related instruction. Youth Apprenticeship students have the opportunity to earn college credits paid through the program locally managed by CESA 3. Transcripted credit is for qualified high school teachers trained and mentored by Southwest Tech faculty to deliver college curriculum directly within their high school classrooms. This allows students to earn both high school and college credit simultaneously at no cost to the student or the district. The American Heart Association and American Medical Association presented the Target PB Silver Award to the Richland Hospital and Clinics for its commitment to prioritizing blood pressure control. The Silver Achievement Award recognizes practices that have demonstrated commitment to improving blood pressure control through BP measurement accuracy. High blood pressure or hypertension is a leading risk factor for heart attacks, strokes, and preventable death in the United States. There are 122.4 million U.S. adults living with hypertension. That is nearly half of all adults in the country. Unfortunately, just a quarter of them have their BP under control, making both diagnosis and effective management critical. In the U.S., heart disease and stroke are number one and five causes of death, respectively, and stroke is a leading cause of disability. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is proud to announce their achievement as a Wisconsin Hospital Association Checkpoint top performer in the areas of birth, infections, patient experience, patient safety, all patients, and patient safety, surgical patients. Earning top performer status means RAMC ranks in the top 10% statewide for several measures, as marked by a star next to each qualifying result, which can be seen by visiting checkpoint.wha.org. Checkpoint is Wisconsin's voluntary hospital quality reporting program, featuring over 45 publicly available measures that reflect performance in safety, quality, and patient outcomes. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are warning residents that flu activity will begin increasing rapidly as colder weather starts to settle in. The agency has reported that flu activity is minimal and stable currently, but other respiratory illness activity, like COVID-19, is starting to increase. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory illnesses, like ensuring they are up to date on vaccines, thoroughly washing their hands regularly, and staying home when they are sick to prevent further spread. The Richland Center Historic Preservation Committee has announced the state historical sign unveiling honoring former Governor Vernon W. Thompson at a ceremony to be held Wednesday, November 5th. Vernon Thompson was born on November 5th, 1905, in Richland Center. He went on to serve as Wisconsin's 34th governor from 1957 to 1959, and this signage is to honor his connection to the community and Richland County. He graduated from Richland Center High School in 1923, and after college served as mayor of Richland Center from 1944 to 1950. Following his term as governor of Wisconsin, he served in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1961 to 1975. He was buried in the Richland Center Cemetery following his death in 1988. You are invited to attend the unveiling in Richland Center at the Community Center parking lot next to Cross Cup Park at 4:30 Wednesday afternoon, November 5th, with a light social to follow in the Community Center conference room. A deer farm in Portage County has tested positive for chronic wasting disease. The positive result came from a 3-year-old buck. The property has been quarantined and will remain that way until Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the U.S. Department of Agriculture vets and staff conduct an investigation. CWD is a fatal neurological disease of deer, elk, and moose caused by an infectious protein that affects the animal's nervous system. More info on CWD in Wisconsin can be found on DATCAP's website. The Department of Workforce Development is now accepting applications for Wisconsin Fast Forward grants to help address the state's demand for skilled workers. Employers in every industry and of all sizes across Wisconsin are eligible to apply for funding to train skilled workers. The WFF program supports innovative local and regional solutions to help employers meet workforce needs in their areas. The industry sector's worker training grants reimburse the cost of customized occupational training for unemployed, underemployed, and existing workers. Grants ranging from $5,000 to $400,000 and higher for consortium applicants can cover training that qualifies workers for full-time positions, higher-level roles, or increased wages. The deadline to apply is 3 o'clock Thursday. More information and instructions to apply can be found at the Wisconsin Fast Forward program. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Brewers reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA. The Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.